Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now. Now time for a very trapped in the room edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass into your friends and which games to just give up, ask for the hints, and be disgusted with yourself that you couldn't figure it out. Something like that. I am Corey. I am joined by the star student himself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the Escape Academy regime, Basher.
I was actually a pretty horrible student.
In the Escape Academy or in general?
Oh, in general.
Oh, okay.
Escape Academy, I'm a freaking genius.
You're freaking genius.
I'm a freaking genius.
Freaking.
In regular school, it's awful. So I wonder how I'd do in actual Escape Academy. Would I rebel against authority like I would in real life? Or to actually work on escaping.
Like, if they just had, like, an escape room, like, once a day at school, I probably would have done a lot better. I probably wouldn't be here talking to you people. That's what I'll say.
Because you've been stuck in that room still? Is that what you mean?
No, never. Escape Academy. We're going to be talking about this wonderful game. But before that, did you know that you can write us a text message? You can pull out your phone right now. Right now. If you're listening to this, pull out your phone. I want you to pull out your phone. I'm not messing with you. This isn't a joke. Do it. 574-651-9256. You tell me right frickin' now the best game you've ever played on Game Pass. If it's Halo Infinite, I'm not reading it. But I want 574-651-9256. I swear to Phil Spencer, if you don't do that, I will find you and I will give you an iPhone 2. To use just the two. Escape.
We have to stop dunking on Halo Infinite at some point. Like, so something needs to come out to take the crown away from most disappointing game of the year.
See, the problem is that, like, Microsoft has to stop dunking on Halo Infinite before
You're
we can.
Not wrong.
Like, every You're time they open wrong. Up their mouth about Halo Infinite, it's just about how, like, could have been better. And it's just like, yeah, we know. So make it better. You've had 8 months at this point now.
What it's a live service, right? So just update it.
Well, you need to freaking, you know, what's the thing they call it? Defibrillator. You need to get the defibrillator over there because somebody didn't get the message that it's a live service because it's dead.
Ooh, burn.
Escape
Burn
Academy. Developed by Coin Crew Games. This was a day one Game Pass release. Day one. Available on Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. Does feature co-op, cross-platform play, as well as optimizations for the Series X and S. I'm going to say BS on that one. We'll talk about that later. Just keep that in mind. Description. You've just arrived at Escape Academy, a school where promising students train to become the ultimate escape room master. Play over a dozen masterfully handcrafted rooms designed by experienced experts in the field of real-life escape rooms. Real life is emphasized there for some reason. Experience the entirety of Escape Academy alone in single player or through two-player cooperative play, available in local or online split screen. Explore the campus of Escape Academy and get to know the faculty, a colorful cast of characters, each an expert in the art of escape, and some with secrets yet to be uncovered. Escape Room. Let's talk about it. I'm sorry, no. Escape Academy.
Whoa. That's a whole different game.
Let's talk about
it. So right off the bat, like, these games, like, the narrative always takes a while to get me hooked, because I love the scenario, because they just start you off in a room, like, you know, like, I mean, every one of these just starts off in a room, essentially, that you need to escape out of. But I just love how it just drops you in there, and everything seems pretty normal until it doesn't. And then that's how you get into Escape Academy. Like, you just escape this room and you pass the test. But narratively speaking, though, I think I just find it funny how this is, I want to say, the third type of escape game involving a school of students that I've played that are like...
Persona? Are you talking about Persona?
That has nothing to do about escaping.
Oh, shows what I know.
Do you even Persona, bro?
I've never played it.
You should play Persona.
Yeah, sure. I'm not into that weeb junk.
Listen, just listen to the soundtrack. So you're good. You get it.
All right.
It's one of, like, I think, like, the third game I play like this, and I just find it funny because it always involves killing the students if they don't get the escape right. And I feel like that's a very harsh punishment for an academy. Like, it's just like, and it seems to be a trend. That's all I wanted to say. Seems a bit weird, guys.
So speaking about the, like, the initial, like, drop you in the room, have you ever done, like, an escape room IRL?
Oh, no, I'm a cool person.
Okay, sounds good. And so, like, that's the sign of a good escape room is basically the way that you talked about it. Like, there does exist a huge gap of what's considered a good escape room and a bad one. And a good one is, like, when you open that door, you get to another room, and you're still not quite sure what's going on, kind of thing. And that's... I know I made fun of the description saying, like, oh, they used real people that have designed real rooms. Like, you can actually tell that here, though. And as someone who has gone to way too many escape rooms in their time, I have to say they nailed that aspect of it. And I wanted to just comment on that at the beginning. But yeah, like, obviously the narrative, I've never gone to an escape room and all of a sudden I was at Hogwarts. And
I'm about to say, did you almost die?
Yeah. that would be a great escape room. Like, that would be like Saw the escape room. So that's got to be a thing, right? Saw the escape room.
If it's not, $1 million idea.
Right. I know there was a Resident Evil one that people really liked, but anyways. So yeah, like, that's kind of where I have actually done a, I don't say a lot, like, I've done more escape rooms. Like, I've actually traveled to go to an escape room a couple hours or so like that. And I actually do play a lot of the exit games. If you've never heard of those, it's like a card game. But it's interesting because they're designed, you buy this game and they're like $10-$15. But they're designed to be played once and you throw them away because you're doing a lot of things with, like, the boxes and the cards. And sometimes you're cutting things and folding and, you know, manipulating things in a way that you can't play it more than once. So, like, that's what caught my eye about this. I was like, I've got a lot of experience in this. Let's check this out. So that's how we ended up here. And it's interesting. Like you said, the narrative is kind of the more interesting part, in that when it sort of drops you in these scenarios, you're learning, not only are you escaping, but you're learning about the characters and the world that you're sort of in. And when I say interesting, I still haven't decided if I'm into it or not, if that makes sense.
I am not. I didn't fully connect with the narrative. I did. There is a sort of a twist there toward the end that is, it's fine, you know. It's sort of a cliche twist that we've seen a million times in video games, especially. So I never really got attached to the characters or even the academy itself, and that's probably the biggest thing that I was disappointed with, is that I didn't get much of the academy feel. Like if you, like, the other, like I mentioned other games, The other games, you kind of maneuver within the like the school walls enough to where you almost feel like you're in the school and you know, like, oh, if I take the right down this hallway, it leads to that room, or these stairs lead to this place. Whereas, like, you don't really, like, the academy is presented as sort of a small world map, and you just click on the place, you're inside the place, and that's it. You don't really maneuver around campus, if you will. And that's something I kind of wanted more of, because without that, just talking sometimes to NPCs, I didn't get a connection with the story or the characters by the end of it.
Yeah, and it's like you said, like the twists and stuff that sort of happen along the way. There's really only the one. Like, I know you said it's cliche, and like I agree, but at the same time, like, I feel like cliche isn't good enough of a word. Like, it's way too on the nose. Like, way too on the nose for me. And like the thing is, it's a game about escape rooms, and you're at a school, so like you can probably figure it out without even like playing the game. Just like if you think about escape rooms, like, and it's that on the nose, and it's just kind of dumb. It's like a weird plot device, and like you said, you don't really have any time to connect to anybody, and so I find it kind of strange that it even has a narrative to begin with. But like, it makes sense, because at that point you're basically just playing escape room, or you know, escape room simulator, and maybe we'd like that on this.
Right. I mean, I'd honestly prefer that. Just give me room after room after room. I don't really need the narrative if this is going to be the narrative. Because the rooms themselves, like you said, very well done. The hardest thing to do or develop when you have games like these, or even like adventure games, we have to solve a puzzle. It's the hardest thing is making those puzzles logical enough, but not common sense, to where like, it's easy to figure out. You still want to be challenging, but you don't want to be challenging in a way where if I mix the red and the blue ink, I make a bomb. Like, wait, what? Like, that's not a thing. Like, that's not how, like I'm missing. Like a lot of the things in this game, most of them, I would say, are just pretty logical. Like, well, duh, that's how that works. Like when it clicks, it really clicks.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, I'm trying to think of where to like take that. And all that being said about the narrative, like, I think for the most part, the escape rooms are actually pretty good, because of they hit that balance of not giving too much away, but also keeping it somewhat easy to figure out. And that's a super hard thing to do. Like, that is a very hard thing to do in an escape room, because if you almost have to be in a mindset, and they go far enough to give you difficulty levels. Like, this one's 2 stars, this one's 3 stars. And really all that means is like, you have to just sort of be able to deduce the rules that they've already given you. Like, it's not actually more difficult in terms of like, you're not going to be solving different problems. It's just, you have to be in the mindset of, what does the game want from me? And a good escape room does that. It does that in the terms of like, the first couple clues are sort of to get you in the mindset of what you need to be looking for, and then executing on that, so that way going forward, you know, like, okay, like, this escape room really likes to put numbers in things, so like, maybe there's a number we're missing, or maybe if I look at this a different way, it'll be a number kind of thing. And I've been in escape rooms where it doesn't do that. Like, it's just like, it gives you different clues, and none of them really are cohesive enough. And like, they're extremely frustrating, especially when it's something that you pay for. Like, and it's just like who would, everyone at some point in their life goes, who would think to do that when you're in an escape room, especially a bad one? And I don't think I ever had that with this game. Like, I don't think I ever was like, who would think to do that? But you do have the benefit of like, the clues are kind of like always available to you. And obviously, you know, you can, I don't say ruin the game, but you can, you know, stint your enjoyment if you just rely on the clues. But I felt like most of the time in the rooms, they were well designed enough that I only had to use the clues and I really just wasn't thinking. You know, the answer was usually there. I just wasn't paying attention enough, if that makes sense.
And I think that's where the clue system or the hint system shines, because it doesn't necessarily tell you the answer, like, ever. It just literally just, like, when I've, the few times I used it, it was just that. It was like, oh, yeah, like, it's, of course, like, okay, it makes perfect sense now. I get it. I clicked immediately, but it wasn't telling me where to go, what to do. It just showed the thing, like, and it's like, yeah, like, why didn't I think of that? Like, or rather, I thought of that. I just didn't think of the right way to apply that. And that's probably where I got stuck the most in this game, is where I knew what the answers were. I knew what went where or where to go. It just was the how the game wanted me to apply it was the challenge. And that was like, that kind of frustrated me from time to time, because I'd be on a puzzle and I'm just like, I know these numbers go in here. How do you want me to put them in here, game?
Yeah, and again, it's hard to talk about, not because it's just like, if you've done a lot of escape rooms or you haven't, like, you can almost start skipping steps when you do that. And that's usually that's actually a sign of a good escape room. Like, if you can figure things out without the clues sometimes, that means there's, like, a cohesion there. So, like, it's interesting that you say that that's when you were frustrated with it. And I don't think you mean that in, like, I was angry, but it's just like, what am I supposed to do here kind of thing? But I'm just curious, if you had to guess, like, did you have to use a clue on every escape room or?
Probably 4 times.
Okay, and I think there's, like, what, 13 of them or something like that? 13 levels?
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good ratio. So, and that's like, I struggle to be mad at the game, because like, that's what it's supposed to do. But my actual frustration with it is that it really only follows, I want to say there's multiple themes for every room, but I think it lacks a, it's hard because this is a video game, right? Like, this is not,
it is.
This is not this is not a simulator, but it almost feels like it was designed as a simulator, because there's no progression is not the word I want to use, but like, every escape room is kind of the same, if that makes sense. Like you're doing different things, but it never really challenges you in a different way from room 1 to 13. Like, does that make sense?
No, it does. It, and which is why I think it would have worked better if it was just a simulator from room to room to room, because the settings change drastically enough. I mean, at one point you're in a literal classroom, and then at one point you're in a botanicals lab, and then at one point you're in a game room or something, and it's like the scenery changes drastically. However, it's almost like a reskinned puzzle, or if you will, and I get what you're saying, and that's definitely one of the downsides to it, because the puzzles themselves are really good. It's just somewhere along the way they try to, for lack of a better word, mask it with this sort of narrative and this idea of it being in an academy and you're a student, like, when it really doesn't need to do that.
Right. And it's tough, because I don't know if that's a, like, is that actually a flaw, or is it just like what I wish it would have done? Like, the, instead of using, I don't want to say fantastical or gamified elements of it, it instead uses the story to try to push you along. And I feel like you have a video game. It's like, you know, do some things that you couldn't do in an escape room, but that's almost not the point of it. But then again, like, the narrative is extremely like Harry Potter-esque, of just like, there's a world that you didn't know about kind of thing. So it, like, it, it clearly is okay being fiction. So I find it kind of strange that they just never really take advantage of it being a game, if that makes sense. It is more like a simulator, but again, I don't know if that's a flaw or not. And I can't really decide.
For me, it's a flaw just simply because I didn't connect with it. Like it's a feature of the game. It's called Escape Academy. Like it's about that, but it's not about that. It's just about the escape part, and which is the best part by far. And again, the puzzles are just done very well. I mean, I would say there's one puzzle towards the end where it had you do something much different than usual. Like you're kind of climbing and moving things around, whereas like that is... It was a bit outside the box for this game, so that stumped me for a little bit. But each time I was stumped in this game, it's like you said, I wasn't frustrated in the wrong way. It was a good frustration. It was one of those, I know the answer to this, I can figure this out, time's up, let me do this again, or time's running out, let me get a hint. And each time it was just more, each room was, I think, better than the last one. Depending on how you play them, like I think each room is fairly well done. I think maybe the cafeteria is the least imaginative, but for the most part, of all the levels, like they very well thought out, very well executed.
Yeah, and it's as we kind of get to the wrap up. It's the thing I'll say is like, well, I was impressed with that. I'm frustrated with the game is like, yo, that console version is bad. From a tech perspective, like it runs at 30 frames and it looks like trash on the Series X. Like the resolution is extremely low, especially for a game. Like the game is not an impressive looking game. It is not trying to be. It is a very flat art style. Like visual fidelity is not what they're going for, and so for it to run at such a low resolution and like the input lag is kind of terrible. It's not like because of the nature of the game, like it's not fighting against you, but it's kind of inexcusable because there's no reason why this game shouldn't run at 4K so it doesn't look like a watercolor painting at times. So it's one of those things where I'm like, yeah, you need to play this on PC. Because the other thing is like 60 frames makes a difference when you're really trying to look at stuff and like kind of whip around, and it felt really sluggish in a way that bothered me. I don't know. Did you play on PC console?
Both the console version, the input lag was killing me.
So, okay. At least absolutely I'm not crazy. Killing me. Yeah.
Making small movements was just rough.
Yeah. And a lot of times you need to look at those finer details, or it wants you to sort of, move something, like grab this and move it around, and like on the controller it was extremely difficult. So it's weird, like I'm normally not that person that's like, you should play this on PC, because like I actually am a huge believer in like control. Like I play Doom Eternal on a controller, sue me. But like I feel like the games are usually good enough that if the developer takes the time, they can make it. And it just seems like an afterthought on this. It seems like this, they just took the base Xbox One and then just kind of slapped that on everything. So the fact that it says it's optimized for Series X and S, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say that's not true. I don't know what that qualifies, but there you go. So it does have co-op. Go ahead.
They mean it's on the Series X. That's all that means at this point.
Right. And that's, I would hope Microsoft would have a better system than that. Like, if it's available for Series X, it needs to have some type of enhancements, like then. Yeah, it's the word I want to use. It's petty and probably by me by saying that, but I don't know. That's just how I feel, I guess. And it does have co-op, but we did not try it. But I have heard that people have had issues with co-op and desyncing, but I can't not comment on that. So.
But I didn't have that problem. Luckily, I have not had that problem with any of these games on Game Pass switching from console to PC. So that's just positive for the system in general.
Yeah, I've actually really enjoyed being able to to start something and be like, oh god, this is bad, and then be able to go to PC and it just works. Like, like my save carries over and everything. Like, it's a weird thing. Like, I shouldn't have to do that, but it's nice that it does work. So yeah, I mean,
it's also, well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but like, something else I did like about this game is going to sound like a backhanded compliment, was the length of it. It doesn't overstay its welcome at all. It's kind of you're in and out with this game. I think you said at the top, it's only about 13 rooms or so. Like, depending on how long those rooms take you, like, you get a lot of enjoyment out of this in a short span of time, and it leaves you wanting more in a good way.
Yeah, and they are doing DLC for it. It's a $15 pack. It's gonna have 10 more rooms. So just for instance, like, the normal price of this game is about $20, and you get, I believe it's 13 rooms. It might be 12, but so I mean that's pretty on par for what they're charging. But yeah, like I said, and it's, if you're playing co-op, you might get through it a little bit quicker because obviously you have two brains. But yeah, I think I beat it in like 4 hours ish, maybe a little less. But again, I have a lot of experience with escape rooms, and like, unfortunately, like that can make some of the earlier levels really easy, if that makes sense. You just kind of know what to do. But yeah, so I mean, like, we're mainly positive about this game, but there is a whole aspect about it, you know, being the narrative that we're not on board with. So what are we feeling about Game Pass or Pass? Do you play it? Do you pass it on? What are we feeling?
You definitely play this one. This is again, the puzzles are phenomenal. Like, gameplay first, like, this is some of the best, more logical puzzles that I've played in terms of escape room esque game in a while. So like, the only downside is the narrative for me. It's one of those narratives that's just super cute in a weird way, because on one hand it wants to be cute and funny, and on the other hand it's like, if you don't pass this test, child, you die. Like, why are you, like, are we having fun here or not? Like, I also don't know what you get when you graduate. Like, there's so many questions. What is the lore of this game? that's where I end up thinking.
That's in the DLC, obviously. It's graduation DLC. That's not a thing. I made that up. So yeah, I'm with you. Like, I had a lot more fun with it than I didn't. And I think for me, the key is that runtime. Doesn't overstay its welcome. Escape rooms, unfortunately, you know, there has not been, you know, they're all kind of similar. You know, there's bad ones and they're good ones, but they all kind of do the same thing. So I think 10 to 13 rooms is exactly where it should be. I 10 is kind of where I would say, like, that's, I'm good with that. So, and this game falls right into that territory. So play it. Escape Academy, worth your time, especially play with a friend, have some fun, try to escape some rooms together. Don't get killed by this magical school that wants to murder you in your sleep, and have a grand old time with it. In terms of the future of these Vidya games, we're going to be talking about some As Dusk Falls, we're going to talk about some Road 96, we're going to talk about some Weird West, we're going to talk about some Mass Effect, maybe a little Mass Effect 2 in there, we'll get there. We're going to talk about some Undertale in a couple weeks, so we've got stuff coming. But you can keep up with us on your favorite podcasting services, or you can shoot us a text message, 574-651-9256. Let us know what your favorite escape room is. If you're in the UK and you've done that at Resident Evil escape room, is it really as good as people say it is? Should I be flying to the UK for this escape room? Is that too far?
I'm not doing anything for Resident Evil related properties. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Resident Evil. As someone who's watching the Resident Evil movies recently, still don't get it. I don't get, is it the zombies thing?
Resident Evil has not been good since Code Veronica.
Are you calling Code Veronica good?
It has not been good since Code Veronica.
Okay, well, you've now, people are actively unsubscribing.
Listen,
now that you've said that.
That was the last Resident Evil that was actually Resident Evil, I would say. I don't know what the kids are playing nowadays. I saw some kid on the streamers doing the shotgunning, like, bat lady out of the sky. Like, I don't know what's going on anymore, but it's not my Resident Evil.
I'm going to try Resident Evil 8 again when that third person mod comes out, because I just feel like Resident Evil in first person doesn't do it for me. I don't know what it is about first person in Resident Evil. I'm just like, no, has to at least be third person. I was a fan of tank controls and those cameras, but hey, I'm old. So, all right, that's going to do this episode.
It's called cinematic presence. I mean, like, come on. Like, it's way more scarier that way.
Sure. This is not a Resident Evil. That's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with one of those games I already mentioned.
Might be Resident Evil.
It's not on Game Pass. Wait, is it on Game Pass?
It's not.
One of them was. Let me look here real quick. Resident. They all were, like, at one point, so we just missed. Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah, none of them are. All right, that's going to do it then. Bye.
Later.
I can't find the stop button. There it goes.